Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Time check for you. It is 13 minutes to 6. My next guest is on the line. Avi Meyer, Managing Director of Global Communications at the American Jewish Committee, the AJC. Thank you for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
So we are a community in shock. I think pretty much the vast majority of the South African Jewish community and others and more are pretty horrified at what happened to Eri Kay, having been murdered in Israel yesterday. I thought perhaps it would be great to speak to you to find out what has the reaction been in the American press, both mainstream and otherwise.
Well, I think that the community of sadness and grief in cases such as these tends to extend well beyond the local and sure. really extend throughout the Jewish world. There have been many expressions of sadness and grief from all corners of Israeli society and the Jewish world. Israeli newspapers and press have been filled with stories about Eli and his life and his commitment to the Jewish people and to Zionism, the state of Israel.
Yeah.
His funeral earlier today was attended by thousands and was broadcast live on the main news channels and news websites here in Israel. As far as the international media is concerned, it's been somewhat of a mixed bag. There have been some reports that were accurate and I think fair representations of what actually happened, and others that were quite frankly outrageous. Al Jazeera's headline said something along the lines of one Palestinian and one Israeli settler killed in Jerusalem shooting, which is such a distortion of what actually happened and on several different levels. And there have been other cases such as that as well. And unfortunately, I think those of us who follow these incidents and these affairs have become quite accustomed to such distortions. And of course, we will continue to fight against them and ensure that incidents, including tragic ones such as these, are depicted fairly and accurately in the media.
Have you got a take on what has been happening on social media at all?
I think that, again, it's really been quite an outpouring of support for the family. There have been many who've shared personal accounts of their familiarity with Eli. I have many friends who were personal friends of his, and I've been hearing quite a lot about what a wonderful and dedicated human being he was, having made Aliyah, moved to Israel on his own several years ago, served in the paratrooper brigade. Even though he was originally prohibited from doing so, he fought, he managed to get in. His friends from the army have been sharing stories of his bravery and his friendship. And really everything that I've seen on Jewish and Israeli social media has been around along those lines. I should note, of course, that there are other corners of social media that have not been quite as sympathetic. Those who side with Hamas or somehow aligned with the other side of the political map in the conflict have been jeering, congratulating. Hamas, of course, itself has come out with a congratulatory statement and claimed credit for the attack and said that the attacker was, in fact, a member of its military wing in Jerusalem. And unfortunately, there have been quite a few who have echoed those sentiments, including on social media, which, of course, is something that is quite outrageous and something that social media companies should clamp down on to the extent that they can.
So it's interesting because living in South Africa, I live in a country which does not have an even-handed approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict at all, as we've witnessed recently with the whole Miss Universe saga. Who thought any of us would give a damn about that particular competition, but never mind. And some of the stuff that I've been seeing today has been pretty vitriolic, pretty awful, and almost felt guilty reading it on a day of Eli's funeral. And yet one wonders if Hamas has been prescribed as a terrorist organization by the government of the United Kingdom. Surely there are consequences for the vitriolic anti-Israel stance, genocidally anti-Israel stance that certain people are taking on social media.
Well, that's a very, I think, important question and one that we grapple with all the time. I think one of the challenges is that different countries have different laws when it comes to freedom of speech and what can or cannot be permitted on social media platforms. And so while activists in France, for example, have been quite successful in getting social media companies to remove posts that glorify violence and that align with terrorist organizations, that hasn't been the case in other places in the world. And so we and other organizations are working very closely with the social media platforms themselves, including Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and others, to ensure that instances such as these in which we have individuals who are actively glorifying violence and terrorism and who are praising those who engage in these acts of terrorism and violence are not permitted on their platforms. And we have had some success. There's a lot more work to be done. One of the challenges is that a lot of the moderation that happens on these platforms is done by computer programs and not by individuals, and you have to sometimes tweak them in order to ensure that the content can be removed. But that is a process that is certainly ongoing. And quite frankly, it falls largely to people like us who do have a moral compass and can in fact express ourselves just as well as those who engage in that vitriol and say, this is not the truth and this is a distortion of reality, and raise our voices accordingly. And I think that's something that is incumbent upon all of us to do.
Do you think platforms, social media platforms like Facebook and the like, ought to be regulated in the same way as publishers are?
Look, I'm not an expert on constitutional law, and I don't think it would be my place to opine on that. I do think that we should demand greater accountability and greater responsibility on the part of social media companies. That is something that we are doing constantly. I know that members of legislative bodies across the world have been doing so as well, and we will continue those efforts until we find that they are responding satisfactorily and they are ensuring that incitement to violence and glorification of violence have no place on their platform.
Avi, so I'm not sure if this is even a correct question or not, but many of us do read what is appearing on social media, filled with a feeling of an absolute horror and disgust, and also a feeling of powerlessness, as once we've seen the post, we don't know what to do with it. Is there some central point? Is there any particular body where one can report these, I don't know what the correct word is, these posts to?
Well, each of the social media platforms does have a functionality that enables you to report a post that you think violates its community standards. And that's true of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat. All of them have that ability. And I would encourage anyone okay. who sees something that they believe may run afoul of what they believe to be reasonable standards of conduct on these platforms to do so. To submit the post to say that this is something that they find unacceptable, but also to share that information with their own communities. If you see a post that you think is so outrageous, that engages in glorification of violence, that praises terrorism, take a screenshot of it and share it with your community and say, this is unacceptable and we should demand more of our social media platforms. Because only once there is that groundswell of popular support will the social media platforms take notice and hopefully take action.
Yeah, really interesting. I was reading about a group of 120 American Hollywood stars who had lots to say about Israel prescribing certain NGOs as terrorist groupings. I haven't heard a peep out of them about this latest incident. Not a word.
No, of course not. You know, these self-appointed moral compasses who have absolutely no bearing on this conflict and no grasp of what's actually happening on the ground feel perfectly comfortable condemning the Middle East's only liberal democracy, but when it comes to acts of terror that target Jews simply for being Jews in the state of Israel, they somehow have nothing to say. We've come to unfortunately become accustomed to this. This is not new to us. And I think, again, it is incumbent upon all of us to call out the hypocrisy and to say this is unacceptable, and hold them to account and realize that at the end of the day, they may be celebrities, they may be performers, they may have other talents. They are not authorities on what goes on in the Middle East, and we shouldn't regard them as such.
Avi Meir, Managing Director of the Global Communications at the AJC, the American Jewish Committee, thank you for your time this afternoon. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.